I spoke last night to Padraig O'Cagia, who is the founder of Air Éireann and is totally committed to the provision of services into the regions. And indeed, without Air Éireann, we may not have all of these services. Now, I'm disappointed at the appointment, but at the same time heartened that it's an examiner that has been appointed. And of course, that makes a statement in itself that there is some bright light at the end of the tunnel, that the courts are of the view that the company can be saved, that they can work their way through this.
Obviously, many airlines would have suffered greatly by the ash cloud experience earlier this year. Do you believe that was a key factor in this?
Oh, I have no doubt about that. We understand that in 2008 there was a $6 million deficit. 2009, I met with some Air Éireann people at Dublin Airport not more than 6 weeks ago, and they were quite satisfied. They were working their way through 2010. But for the ash cloud, I experienced it myself. I know from my colleagues in Europe all the companies that have suffered. And of course, the bigger companies may be in a stronger position to sustain this than Air Éireann. But I'm also heartened by the fact that they will continue operating. And I do know that there are a number of interested parties who may invest in the company. But I'm quite confident that the next 100 days, all flights will run to normal. Bookings will be accepted. But we all have an obligation, just not Padraig O'Cagia and his team, all of us, the government, the Minister for Transport, has an obligation to do everything possible to save this company.